Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
So I just got off a call with an SE leader who's scaling fast. Mid-market fintech company going from 5 SEs to 20 in about 18 months. And I asked him the obvious question, where are you finding all these people?
Let me guess. He said the talent pool is dry.
No, actually. That's what made it interesting. He said he stopped fishing in the SE talent pool entirely. His last 6 hires? Former controllers, accountants, people who worked in the CFO's office at companies that look exactly like his customers.
Wait, people with 0 sales experience?
0. None. Never ran a demo, never written a follow-up email, never even used a CRM. But they know the customer's world cold. The month-end close, the consolidation headaches, the compliance reporting, all of it.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. Every episode, 1 idea, 5 minutes. Today, hiring for domain, training for sales.
Okay, I'll admit my first instinct is skepticism. I've seen leaders try the hire smart people and teach them sales approach before, and it usually ends with 6 months of painful onboarding and a lot of blown deals while they figure out how a sales cycle actually works.
Fair. And he was honest. The sales skills piece doesn't happen on its own. They invested in enablement, external training, team leads coaching the hires on positioning, discovery, all of it. But here's what changed my mind. His traditional SE hires took about 4 months to get into customer meetings independently. Know how long the domain hires took?
Longer, I'd assume. They have more ground to cover.
3 months. Faster.
How is that possible?
Because they already speak the customer's language. When a CFO talks about intercompany reconciliation or IFRS 16 compliance, they don't need someone to translate. They've lived that world. The only gap is how to run a meeting and position a solution, and that's a much more teachable skill than becoming a domain expert.
I see the logic. Getting a generic SE up to speed on a complex vertical product, it's not 3 months. It can be a year before they're genuinely credible in front of a senior buyer.
Exactly. And credibility is the piece you can't fake. You either know what a controller's month end looks like, or you don't. No amount of demo training fixes that.
My concern. I've run orgs where brilliant domain experts couldn't handle competitive sales pressure. They froze in demos, over-explained everything, treated every meeting like a consulting engagement instead of a sales conversation. Domain knowledge is necessary, but not sufficient.
100%. That's where enablement becomes non-negotiable. You can't throw domain experts into the deep end and say, "Go sell." This leader built structured onboarding, focused almost entirely on the sales motion. Product training was minimal. The hires already get the product. Instead, they're doing role play, discovery questions, learning when to stop showing features and start building the business case.
So you're basically flipping the traditional SE onboarding on its head. Most companies spend 80% of onboarding on product and 20% on sales skills. You're saying invert that ratio for domain hires.
That's exactly what he did. And look, it doesn't work for every company. If you're selling horizontal infrastructure, cloud, security, DevOps tooling, there's no single domain to hire from. But if your product serves a specific function, finance, legal, HR, procurement, you have a built-in talent pool that nobody in pre-sales is recruiting from.
Here's what makes this interesting at enterprise scale. The best SEs I've had weren't the ones who knew every API endpoint. They could sit across from a VP and have a genuine business conversation. If you're hiring people who've already been that VP's direct report, that's a massive head start on trust.
And here's the other thing nobody talks about: retention. These hires aren't comparing your SE role to another SE role at a competitor. They're comparing it to their old life in a finance department. For most of them, the SE role is more dynamic, better paid, and way more interesting. He told me his retention on domain hires is near perfect over 2 years.
That's a strong data point. Okay, so what's the move here?
If you're in a vertical product company and you're struggling to find SE talent, look at your customer's org chart. Rewrite your job description. Not 3 to 5 years pre-sales experience required, but deep understanding of financial close processes, or whatever your domain is. Then redirect the enablement budget you save on product training into real sales skills development.
Hire for the thing you can't teach. Train the thing you can.
That's the move. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.